Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, you will be guessing the celebrity that I am referring to. So I'm going to give you clues, information about three very, very famous people. They could be dead or alive, and you have to try and identify the person that I am talking about. Now, if you, when you listen to the clues, have no idea who the person is, don't worry, it doesn't matter. This isn't a game where you should know people. It's a game where you should understand the English. It's all about the English. Having said that, all the people that I talk about are very, very famous. So hopefully, as well as learning a little bit of English, you may learn some information about some very famous people. So let's get straight to it with the first famous person. So who am I? I am a singer-songwriter, pianist, and composer. I have sold over 300 million albums, making me one of the most successful recording artists of all time. I was born on the 25th of March 1947, which makes me 74 years old. I'm still alive. My song, Candle in the Wind, rewritten in 1997 in dedication to Diana, Princess of Wales, sold over 33 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling chart single of all time. And finally, I have also composed music for musicals, including The Lion King and Billy Elliot. So who am I? If you know your music, then I'm sure you'll know this. Okay, number two. I was born on July the 18th, 1918, and I died on the 5th of December, 2013, at the age of 95. I received more than 250 honours in my life, including the Nobel Peace Prize. I served 27 years in prison for leading a sabotage campaign against the government of my country. I served as the president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. I am described as the father of the nation of South Africa. Who am I? Okay, and the final person. I was born on the 19th of August, 1883, and died on the 10th of January, 1971, at the age of 87. I was a French fashion designer and businesswoman, founder and namesake of a famous brand. When I say namesake, it means that the brand is named after me, my name. I am the only fashion designer to be listed on Time magazine's top 100 most influential people of the 20th century. And my final clue, I am particularly well known for a particular scent, a particular perfume, which is called Number 5. Who am I? Okay, so there are the clues about the three famous people. I can tell you that two of these people are sadly no longer with us. One is still alive. Well, at the time of recording, let's keep our fingers crossed that he's still alive now. Okay, so let's take a look. So the first person is, well, a very famous British singer, songwriter, pianist, composer. I think the biggest clue here is that he wrote that song, which then became a tribute to Princess Diana. The song is Candle in the Wind. The artist, the singer, is Elton John. So Elton John is the first. The second one, I'm sure this one You'll know as well from the clue about South Africa, father of the nation, it is Nelson Mandela. And the last one, if you know your French fashion, then I'm sure you've got this one. Particularly well known for Chanel number 5. So it's Coco Chanel. Coco Chanel is the third one. Well done if you got those right. But as I say, the most important thing is that you understood the clues that I gave you. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned some interesting facts about some famous people. Remember, if you have any ideas for podcasts, for topics you'd like me to talk about, then please feel free to let me know. Send me an email. My address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.